The markup was a little shorter than past Farm Bill markups. There was certainly a lot of conversation about the bill itself and about each individual title as they walked through them. There was an en bloc amendment package that included a number of things, not necessarily specific to the cattle industry, but there were only two or three amendments that were actually voted on, and NCBA didn't take any strong positions on those amendments, but they passed by a voice vote and then a roll call vote, and it successfully passed out of the House on a party line vote. As it moves forward to the House floor, which the timing is fluid there, possibly sometime in May, that's when you will probably see more amendments, particularly from the Democrats. They did not offer any amendments in the committee, which probably means they're going to hold those for the House floor. So we will have to remain vigilant because the bill can certainly change when it gets to the floor.
Now, among the provisions included in the legislation is language establishing and funding a vaccine bank to deal with an outbreak in the U.S. of foot and mouth disease, an issue of importance for the U.S. livestock industry.
So we were happy to see authorization of the foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. The first year, we will get full funding of $150 million. The following 4 years, we will have to share funding of $20 million between ourselves, the bank, the animal preparedness program that's also authorized in this bill, as well as the diagnostic testing labs called the NALNS labs. It will be up to the secretary how that $20 million is divided amongst those three entities. And so obviously NCBA will be pushing very hard for the full funding to go to the FMD bank. There's also other opportunities out there to fight for what we call discretionary dollars. That $20 million is mandatory funding. The discretionary dollars we can certainly fight over down the road in the approps process and other ways, and that will be our plan forward. We also were pleased to see what was in the conservation title, consolidating EQIP and the conservation stewardship program. The best parts of CSP will be moved into EQIP. The dollar amount will jump up to about $3 billion, so there will be more money to be had by our producers to use and implement good practices, as well as some consolidation under the trade title, just consolidating the market access program, the foreign market development program, and two other programs that some of our other commodity friends use under one umbrella called the International Market Development Program, and this is also funded. So we were pleased to see that.
Word is the House is expected to bring the Farm Bill to the floor sometime next month. But what about the Senate?
We're hearing possibly a markup in Senate Ag in May. We'll certainly be keeping our eyes open, but that's what the scuttlebutt is up here in D.C. But the House has moved. They have made the first move, and so now the Senate knows that it's their turn next.